Hello, it's Mario.
Hello, Mario, and welcome to Editorial Independence. I'm speaking with Mario D. King, author of The Crisis Before Midlife. This is Mario's first book. And Mario, I have to confess, I'm only halfway through the book, so be on notice, you know, this is a spoiler alert. I don't want to know too many details about
details on it. Okay.
And for those who are listening, I recently met Mario at the 2013 African American Writer and Book Club's Literacy Festival in Memphis, Tennessee, which happens to be Mario's hometown. Mario walked away with an award. He was recognized for his community service and his work in the field of literacy. Is that correct, Mario?
Yeah, that's correct. It was definitely good to bring that home.
Okay, yeah. Well, so, Mario, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you living now?
As you recently stated, I'm originally from the Memphis, Tennessee area. I now reside in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been here for about going on 5 or 6 years now. And just a little bit about me in general. Writing for me, I always used to love to write. I started off with poetry. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the movie Love Jones with Lorenz Tate and Nia Long, but that movie right there sparked my interest into, you know, writing poetry. And a lot of times people use writing as an escape, whether you're doing it music or if you're writing stories or particular novels. But that just always intrigued me. You can always express yourself through word. And just a little bit more about me. I love to write, love to read. And some of the books that I love to read is probably your socially conscious books. And I like to read novels as well. I read from a diverse set of authors, from Omar Tyree, and I also like some throwback authors such as James Baldwin as well. So I'm an interesting kind of guy. I got different layers to me, so if you get to know me, you'll know the different sides of me.
Okay, now I understand you write poetry too. Have you ever been in any spoken word events? Or do you read publicly?
Yes, I've done that in the past. Like I said, I started off on the poetry scene. In 2002, I believe it was, when I won the Shakespeare Trophy of Excellence and the Poet of the Year, and that was recognized by the Famous Poet Society. I haven't been as active on the poetry scene as I've done in the past, but I do go to, you know, different readings and check out some of the new artists that's out now. I think the spoken word element has definitely, you know, elevated over the years. There's a lot more, I guess, expression showed, and those guys are really talented, but that's something that I am looking forward, you know, to getting back into in the future.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about The Crisis Before Midlife, and it's Malcolm Turner, is that his name?
Yes, correct.
Okay, yeah. And yeah, particularly tell us a little bit about Malcolm, but anyway, just give us a brief synopsis.
All right, well, Malcolm is just your everyday young man, starting off at the later age of 28, and the title, again, as you mentioned, is The Crisis Before Midlife. So Malcolm is a single father who's raising, you know, his 8-year-old daughter, Destiny, and she's of age now where she's starting to ask particular questions of why she doesn't have, you know, a mother or a female companion within the household. So Malcolm begins to struggle, you know, with that idea because he wants his daughter to be raised in a, you know, a wholesome home, kind of like what you see on the TV and what some of her friends are experiencing as well. So within that process of him trying to find, you know, a woman for his life and for his daughter, he comes across different obstacles as well. It took place in 2008, right on the brink of the Barack Obama election. So as you know, during that time period, you had a lot of economic issues that was going on within our community. So he was dealing with that and also, you know, trying to find the right lady for him. So within his journey of trying to find a wife and a mother for his child, he runs across three particular women who's throughout the story, one from his past, and also the mother of his child, and then he meets a woman in the future as well. Like I said, I don't want to give you any, throw you off in the story because I know you're right in the middle of it. But he finds himself, you know, entangled. I would call it a love triangle, but you'll see his journey throughout the book as you read along.
Well, you call it a triangle, but I think I counted more than than two women.
You counted more than...
Yeah, every time I turn around, there's another one popping up, you know.
Yeah, but, well, he runs across different women, but I think those three is probably the ones that he had links with. Like, he only deal with maybe two in the present, but, like, again, I don't want to throw away what's going on with it, but okay. You'll stop putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah, well, and I particularly like the structure because your beginning is the end, and I thought that was really cool the way you did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I place this book in a romance genre. Would you agree? Would you call it a romance?
Yes, I definitely would call it a romance because you have those kind of romance elements within the story. But if I had to class it, I'll just call it like a real life book with a, you know, romance swing to it. Because as you read along, you definitely see how Malcolm deals with his romance escapades with these different women in his life. So I won't call it like your hard edge, you know, like your Zane books and things like that, but it's a good throwback love story, I would say.
Well, I'm reminded of, you know, there are a couple of other really good black male romance writer, and I'm particularly thinking of Wayne Jordan, who's out of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that a lot of these new writers, they haven't studied the genre. They just start writing books, and they don't know that there is a particular formula for a romance, you know, and they're just writing. They don't mm-hmm. really know the formula, and that's one of my biggest gripes about a lot of these new writers aren't really studying the market, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them turn out to be one-hit wonders, you know, and they wonder why, or they give up because their first book doesn't sell. But
right.
I noticed that you have conformed with the genre, so I didn't know if that was by accident or intentionally, but...
No, I would probably say it was intentional. Like I said, I respect the art, and before I even started, you know, writing this novel, of course, I always had the thoughts in my head, but I read other authors' work that fit within a genre that I knew I was going to be trying to target. So, you know, I read to see how they structured their stories and how they laid out their particular characters and how the men and women interacted with each other as far as the dialogue, et cetera. So, again,
right.
I definitely wanted to create something real.
Now, I know you get this question a lot because I get it on my books, but how much of this is autobiographical? Now, are you a teacher? Are you a school teacher? Or?
No, I'm not a school teacher, but that's one of the professions that I, you know, that interests me when I was younger.
Oh, okay, because Malcolm is a school teacher. At least he starts
mm-hmm.
out that way. So, but how much did you draw on your life experiences in creating The Crisis Before Midlife?
Yeah, I definitely get that question a lot. And I tell the people that it is based on fiction, but if you know me, you probably read some little tidbits in there to say, hey, I kind of remember that. So I'll probably say 85% of it is fiction, and I'll put the rest of the 15% is probably actual facts that maybe happened, certain situations that may have happened to me, and I kind of use that to create the story.
Okay. And tell me, who are some of your biggest literary influences? I'm talking particularly about fiction. Who are some of your favorite fiction writers?
I will tell you, when I was in college and a young lady I was dating at the time, this is how I really got into reading novels. She left a book by Sister Soldier called The Coldest Winter Ever, and that was the first real novel that I actually read from start to finish because, you know, being a college student, you was broken. The cable is out. So I read that book, and probably I would say 2 days flat, and it was fascinating to me because I was like, this is almost better than a movie because I used to always say, why are you always reading that novel? And the characters, it just captured me. But probably Omar Tyree is another one. A lot of people call him the king of the, you know, the urban contemporary, you know, authors, and I definitely love his entrepreneur spirit. Also, Eric Jerome Dickey is another author. I kind of read his works as well.
Okay.
And I mentioned James Baldwin, too.
All right. And so what's next, Mario King? You got another book coming up?
Yes, I definitely have another book in the works. I have two series. The first book, The Crisis Before Midlife, is my urban life series, and I'm also going to write a Christian life series. The next title that's going to be the entry into my Christian life series is going to be titled When Prayer Alone Is Not Enough, and I'm working on that one now, so I was hopefully wanting to get that out by the winter time of this year, but I may push that back, depending on how some certain things play out. But also, I do have another thought for my second installment of the Urban Life series I'm gonna try to shoot for the spring of 2014. So I'm definitely working. I'm definitely trying to put a lot of work out there to get my name out there, and just want to, you know, see how far it takes me.
Well, I can tell you this: you got a good start. I mean, you broke out. I guess the book's only been out less than 6 months, and already you're getting awards and accolades. So, are you going to be having any appearances anytime soon? Are you attending any conferences or book signings?
Yes, actually, funny you mentioned that. I had a book signing actually last week in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Last Word Bookstore, and I have another one coming up this week at a trade expo. But as far as conferences for the rest of the year, I may attend the one in Houston, Texas. That's next week. I'm not 100% sure. But probably the remainder of 2013 is probably just going to be some local events that I'll do to get my name out there. But in 2014, I'm going to definitely try to reach out and get to more conferences. So if you go to my website, MarioDKing.com, you could kind of keep track of everything I'll be doing from month to month.
Okay, there you have it, MarioDKing.com. And, Mario, where can they buy your books?
You can get it at Amazon.com, and also I'm available at Barnes & Nobles and Books A Million.
Okay. There you have it, people, a brand-new writer, Mario D. King. You want to go out and read his book, The Crisis Before Midlife. It'll pull you in and it'll keep you turning the pages. Thank you very much, Mario.
Oh, thank you, Noah, for the opportunity.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, bye.